it's time for Talks About Tech Weekly. I'm your host, Michael McAndrew.
And I'm Kevin McAndrew.
Today is very exciting because we have hit 10 episodes of our show. This is the 10th episode. We've come a long way since then. Lots of stories covered, so might as well get right into the stories anyway. Unfortunately, the first story is a very sad story. The co-founder of Apple, Mr. Steve Jobs, passed away during the week, Wednesday, I believe. Very sad. He was really an incredible man.
Amazing.
People are saying, you know, he was ruthless and all that. He was business ruthless. There's a big difference between that. He was absolutely incredible. He took Apple from being very close to going bankrupt to one of the biggest technology companies in the world.
In just like a week,
wasn't it? iMac, the iPhone, the iPad, the iPod, just to name a few.
And there were
the Macintosh, the Apple II, all of those.
Apple TV.
You know, he had the leadership skills, and he had some great people working for him. Steve Wozniak, another co-founder of Apple. He's so smart, you know, and he designed the Apple II and all that. And then Steve used his leadership skills and marketing skills to get the Apple II where it got to. So he really did so much, and it's very sad to see him. He's only 56 years of age, you know, very sad. And of course, a day before his death, the iPhone 4S was released from Apple's headquarters in Cupertino, which was a bit strange. Normally they do it in San Francisco, but nevertheless, it was released, and Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, announced the iPhone. It was interesting. His method of giving the presentation was very similar to Steve Jobs, with giving like the facts and the figures before jumping into the actual event.
So exciting bit.
Yeah. There are so many features on this new iPhone. Obviously not as much as the iPhone 4 was a step up from the 3GS. As predicted, we saw same body, dual core processor, A5 chip, 8-megapixel camera. And I mean, the camera on the iPhone 4, the current iPhone
incredible.
4, is really good. So it must be absolutely incredible, the new camera. We have some software as well. Siri, it's like taking voice control to another level. It talks back to you. So in the video for the iPhone 4S, they were, you know, they were showing an example of how Siri would be used, and it was used by changing an appointment. You say, "Oh, I want to change the appointment to 2:00," and then Siri will talk back to you and say, "Oh, hang on, you have another appointment with somebody else at 2:00. Would you like to move it to 2:00 anyway?" And then he says, "No, actually, move it to 4:00. So it's really, really, really clever, and it talks back to you. It's a very good idea. I'm not sure if it's going to be available in Ireland. They said on the conference, they said like UK, France, Germany, US. But I'm not sure if it'll be introduced to Ireland. But that's a really cool feature, obviously. A5 chip. The new camera, 8-megapixel sensor, but they've also done a lot of enhancements. The sensor isn't everything, as they pointed out, and they've made some enhancements to the other parts of the camera as well. 1080p HD video recording. It's a massive step up from the 720p that they had in the iPhone 4. It'll be shipping with iOS 5, which is a big step. iCloud will be out.
Woohoo!
Yeah, iCloud.
Yeah, it'll be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, syncing to all your devices. It's so clever.
It's a really good feature because lots of people, they get an iOS device and they're like, oh, this is really good. So I think I'll get some other one. Let's say they have an iPhone, like an iPhone 4 or an iPhone 4S.
Yep.
And then they say, oh, this is really good. I really want to get maybe an iPad for the family or something. And then they go off and they get an iPad. But then, like, they might take a picture and then they might want to show it off to some of their friends and their iPad because it's a bigger screen. So then it just syncs, and then all you have to do is just go into Photos and
yeah,
it's right there.
It's right there. It's and it'll store it in the cloud as well. Yeah. You know, so people won't be looking for the big 64 gig model because they'll have their stuff stored in the cloud as well. So I was talking about, you know, they've enhanced the camera even more. They've actually brought in all new optics. So what happens is they have put in a custom lens and it uses 5 precision elements to shape incoming light, which makes the entire image sharper. And the larger, there's a larger aperture and it lets in more light. So the photos look a lot brighter. And the advanced hybrid infrared filter keeps that harmful IR light for more accurate and uniform colors. I'm actually reading this from the Apple website, so they're explaining the camera. Also, obviously, they have integrated editing in iOS 5, so you can edit right from the phone. You can do, you can touch up your photos without obviously photo editing, so trying to get rid of the Photoshop, the mobile Photoshop on your iPhone. You can crop, you can rotate, you can enhance the image, and you can remove red eye as well, which is, they're pretty good features.
Yeah.
You know, red eye is hard to remove. So big camera improvements. Now the i5 chip, the dual core A5 chip, can enhance the phone a lot more. Basically, it's great for gamers because the A5 chip pushes graphics up to 7 times faster than the iPhone 4. That's a massive step forward. So the games will run a lot smoother and for an even more realistic experience. And the graphics-intensive apps perform a lot better on it. The performance of this is very impressive. The two cores on the A5 chip deliver up to 2 times more powerful and up to 7 times more powerful, more faster graphics. So you'll feel the effects immensely. It's like going from an iPad to an iPad 2. The difference is incredible. It's a lot faster. It runs much quicker. The iPhone 4S is a lot more responsive, which makes all the difference when you're launching apps, browsing the web, gaming, and doing just about everything, you know? Especially, like, web browsing, when you're scrolling and pinching and zooming, it'll be a lot quicker, a lot more responsive. And the A5 chip is so power efficient that the iPhone 4S has outstanding battery life. So you're not sacrificing any battery life for the extra power. It's a really, really efficient processor. We saw that. So, these features are just really good. So we're going to actually just talk a bit more about the battery.
can I just point something out? Also with the camera, which I think is a great feature, because lots of people have come with the idea, and I think there's an app that does it. The actual volume control is now, you can now use to zoom in and out. So that's a really good addition as well.
Oh yeah, yeah. And you can also take the picture with the volume.
Picture, yeah.
So obviously we have 1080p recording. Oh, wrong one. we have 1080p video recording at 30 frames per second, which is really, really good. The advanced backside illumination sensor and large aperture let in more light, obviously. It's also got improved white balance, which make colors even more accurate. And it's got noise reduction, which will help you to take great photos in low light. The noise reduction is very important for taking low light photos. It's got new video stabilization, so it will remove any unwanted motion caused by unsteady hands, and it really makes a difference. If you're recording with a scene with subjects both in the foreground and background, the camera focuses where you want with the tap. So if you'll press it and it'll stabilize it for you. It's really, really effective. iOS 5, obviously we talked a bit about this in a previous episode. They're taking, notification center, iMessage, built-in Twitter integration into iOS 5. Big step forward.
New apps as well, cards, which is really good.
That's cool.
Yeah, so they actually put it in a letter and send it off to where you want to send it to. And also another new app as well as Find My iPhone, Find My Friends.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
If you want to meet up with some friends, you can turn it on and then set a time to turn it off. And then also, if let's say you want to make sure that your children get to school safely, then you can actually see where they are and make sure they're not going to the shop or something.
Reminders is a big... Well, we talked about this in the previous episode anyway, but Reminders is another big application that's there. They've made big improvements to Safari. They've brought out Newsstand, and obviously it's PC free, which is another massive thing. iCloud, we touched on a bit about this as well. All your content and all your devices is pretty easy to explain it. You got photo stream, documents in the cloud, music in the cloud, everything. It's really, really good. Obviously has FaceTime just like the iPhone 4. AirPlay, which was actually brought out in 4.3, I believe. So you can, if you have an Apple TV plugged into your TV, you can just say, I want to watch this movie, transfer the movie from the iPhone to the big screen TV, which is a really, really nice feature that was brought in 4.3. AirPrint, which is a new thing. You can print everything wirelessly. You can print email, photos, web pages, documents, anything. Through Wi-Fi, so through a wireless printer. There's no software to download at all. There's no drivers to install. There's no cables to connect. It's very, very simple. And the price of printers has gone down a lot. So it's like €50 for a wireless printer, a very reasonable HP wireless printer, which is really, really good. they have actually redesigned the antenna. So it's the first phone to intelligently switch between two antennas to transmit and receive, so call quality is even better. This antenna is actually GSM and CDMA built in, so it's a world phone, so you can use it. So if you were on Verizon over in America that uses the CDMA technology and you want to go to Europe that mostly uses GSM, then it'll switch automatically to GSM for you, which is really, really handy if you're living over in America. It also doubles the maximum HSDPA data speeds to 14.4 megahertz, which is, that is really impressive. Which means faster connections, faster loading and reloading, and faster downloads. And as I said, the iPhone 4S is a world phone, so you can use it almost anywhere through GSM or CDMA in 200 countries. So, I mean, the normal is probably about 7.2 megahertz. Megabits per second, not megahertz, megabits per second. They're doubling it to 14.4 megabits per second. So, sorry about the megahertz thing. I don't know what I was talking about. built-in apps, all that stuff. So there's loads of features. Absolutely loads of features. Same design, so you don't have to get a new case. I like this the design of the iPhone. Anyway, I didn't really want it to change. What about you, Kev?
Well, I was kind of hoping for maybe a bit sleeker, the more
yeah.
boxy.
Yeah, well, it's pretty thin.
Yeah, it's a nice, it still fits nicely in your hand. But I thought they would actually, at the back maybe curve it a bit so that it was kind of nicer to hold, you know?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Yeah. A square kind of yeah. feel. Some people prefer the 3GS to hold in your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still, some people prefer the iPhone 4, you know, to hold than it as well. So,
The iPhone 4 to hold in the 3GS, is it?
Yeah, some people. Oh, yeah. So, well, yeah, there's nothing really wrong with that. But I am... Yeah, I was kind of hoping for it, but still, it's a really nice phone.
Now, they have... you can now get a 64 gigabyte. Unfortunately, it's... Instead of it being, like... it's actually €400 for the... 400 euro for the 64-bit on bill pay. And it would be 300 for the 32 and 200 for the... 200 for the 16. So
on bill pay.
400 on bill pay is quite a lot. You know?
How much is it on prepaid, do you know?
I think it's just the normal price of like 500 and something for the 500 and I can't remember. Was it like 500 for the 16, 600 for the 32, and it's probably going to be like 700 for the 64, which is quite a lot. But well, what can we do? But of course, you know, 64 gigabytes is a lot, and I don't think
it is. I don't think anyone would be getting that.
Yeah, yeah. It's
except
a lot.
For like if you have. Like 8 gigabyte documents, or
yeah.
you know, just crazy, or loads of music or something, or you know, yeah. So kind of like the if you have like an iPod Classic, because you can get them in like crazy amounts of memory. Then you know, if you had a load of music, you could put like your whole iTunes library onto it. You know.
Well, sorry. On prepaid, the iPhone 4 for an 8 gigabyte iPhone 4 will cost 500.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So probably a 16 gig will cost 600, 700 for 32. I don't know how it's gonna work out, but you can still get the 3GS as well, which will only
Seriously?
Be 349 euro on prepaid.
Gee,
which is pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty well priced.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. So what else have we got to talk about, Kev?
Sony Reader.
Yeah. The Sony Reader. Very, 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 very cool. Sorry. new e-reader. So Kevin, will you tell us a bit about it?
It's a 6.9-inch display, so it's quite big. It's touchscreen. And it looks like a Sony Ericsson phone. So it kind of looks like a Sony Ericsson. Yeah,
yeah, it does.
It has a 600x800 resolution display. So
very nice.
It's quite good, you know. It's a Harp Pearl technology display. So it's really kind of
detailed.
And
it's very sharp.
Yeah, very sharp.
Like you see that technology on most e-readers now. The Kindle.
The Kindle, yeah.
Uses the it's a technology from e-ink, which also does the software. So you also got like looking on the software point of view of it. The home screen will actually show you the current book you're reading, recently downloaded books, and the Reader's Store collection, so like featured books and that kind of thing. Overall, it looks very, very attractive. It's got lots of nice features. It's touchscreen.
Yeah.
You've got the buttons down in the bottom, which looks very like the Sony Ericsson phone, as Kevin said.
Yeah. Is it? It has multi-touch, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yep. That's the thing. You can. Well, it's not. It's not. It's two finger.
Yeah.
Is the max.
Yeah.
But you can pinch to zoom, which is really handy, and it's only. It's $150. I'm not sure how much it is in euro.
Gee, that's good.
$150 is not bad for a touchscreen. Yeah.
Dual touch, yeah, as well. So that's really good.
Yeah, it's pretty attractive. Like, now, it's a shame it's not in color, but that would bring the price up.
Yeah.
I think they're making a good move. It's very sleek. The design is very nice.
Plus, why would you want to be reading a book in color?
Web browser. There's a web browser on it.
Oh, is there?
It's basic, like most e-ink devices, but there is a web browser on it for browsing the web.
Yeah.
So you might like to see your websites in color. We're going to go on to another story. Minecraft. Pocket Edition for Android.
Yep.
So it's super cool.
It's previously like
the coolest app ever.
Previously on the Xperia Play, and now it's come out. Yeah,
That's great.
So now it's come out for Android, and it's just class.
It's cool. It takes a little bit of getting used to, but once you're used to it, it is pretty fun.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, my Android.
Unfortunately, it's not on iOS yet.
Oh. All right, so
I'd say they probably
you have. Let me see. Can I adjust this? Unfortunately, for people listening, you won't be able to see it, but I'll be talking about it anyway. So, what you have here is move this mic here. You have this kind of trackpad here.
D-pad.
D-pad. Yeah. Can I get in here? And it's a bit awkward. This D-pad, and if you tap the center, you jump. You can walk around like this. It's got some noises, and you can actually like strafe around with your finger, which is pretty nice. A cool feature of it is it'll actually auto jump, because it's kind of hard to jump and tap the same and go forward at the same time. So it auto jumps when it sees an obstacle, which is kind of cool. Obviously, you have your inventory here, and it's kind of in classic mode. Yes, I'm just using the demo here, but the full version is $4.99, and the demo version is free. You can select from a number of different blocks. So if you've ever played classic Minecraft, it's very like that. It's pretty easy to actually destroy blocks. You hold down and it'll destroy it. You can't collect blocks because obviously you won't need to. You can place blocks very easily by just tapping on the desired area. It's still only an alpha. So it's like the alpha. It's the alpha version of this. I'm not very good at it. it's like I'm probably as good at it on this as I am on the computer. Yeah, not very good at all. So it's very cool. I think that's probably why it's not on the iPhone, because on the iPhone you're not allowed to have betas or alphas on the iPhone. Only allowed have the finished product. So on the App Store. So they probably might have put it on Cydia or something. But there we go. Sometimes it doesn't jump for you. But sure, they just have to iron out a few kinks. It was like Minecraft in the beginning. Any version of Minecraft, really. Really fun. Once you get used to it, it's pretty easy to navigate around and
build houses and all that.
It'll build a world for you. You can go on servers, I believe. I haven't tried that out yet.
That'll be good.
Now, they haven't integrated any survival mode or anything. It's just classic, so you can't get injured. There's no hunger bars.
But there is a few more different blocks, like ladders and things like that.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. There might be in the full version of this game, but I haven't gotten it yet. So, I'll be definitely getting it though. I might do a whole episode of Minecraft now on the phone. Maybe not, but
we'll see.
It'd be interesting. So, I think for the viewers that are watching, you've probably seen enough of me mucking around on. Minecraft playing on my phone. So back to me again. So what do you think of this step forward into the mobile world? Does it show us, Kevin, that we're really moving into post-PC era?
Yes, it does. It really does. But I still think...
It's better on the computer.
It is. Yeah. But...
Now, it's just hard...
Flip a neck, like...
See, the thing with Minecraft... is it was designed for the computer, so it's very hard to optimize it for a phone, but they're doing quite a good job in it. You know, a few kinks to iron out. It would be better on a bigger display. This is just a 3.7 inch, so
iPad, it'd be interesting tablets. To see.
Yeah, even on a Galaxy S2, it's going to be a better experience.
Yes, it is. Huge screen on that.
More screen space and that kind of thing. So. Anything else you want to talk about the Pocket Edition of Minecraft?
Well, it's just amazing, you know, because like,
so cool.
You're like, oh, I have nothing to do. I want to play Minecraft.
Yeah.
Oh no, I don't have my computer. Oh, I have my phone though, and you can go out and you can do it. And there was actually another Minecraft. It's called like Minecraft Explorer or something.
Oh yeah, for the iPhone.
But it wasn't.
It was kind of laggy.
Yeah, and it was just, you know, you just tapped and, you know, you don't really hold down. It was more kind of you have to press this button and then it goes into build, you know. And this one, it's just great because if you want to just like flick between different blocks, or if you just go into a little menu, that's all. If you want to. But if you want to, then it's kind of gestures, kind of. So if you hold down and then you just tap. So
it's cool.
Yeah.
Now
I'd say it's probably going to be better and faster when the actual thing, like the real kind of one, comes out.
Yeah. Now it has run pretty well on this HTC Desire, which is a 1 gigahertz, 1 gigahertz processor on a Snapdragon, I believe. Now, I'm not sure what it'll run like on a 600 megahertz processor or an 800 megahertz, but on the 1 gigahertz, it has run quite smoothly with a very decent frame rate.
Just at the start, though, when you're creating a world...
It takes a while when it's loading.
Yeah, it takes a minute or two, and then it's really smooth then. But it's kind of a little bit laggy. But I guess it's because the worlds in Minecraft, they're just so huge. They're just giant.
Yeah. I don't have a test device that like has a 600 megahertz processor or anything like that. But I'm sure it'll run absolute so sweet on a dual core.
Definitely,
yeah.
On so, Samsung Galaxy.
Oh, on the Galaxy S2. Galaxy with the 4.3 inch display is very nice as well. And HTC Sensation as well.
Oh yeah, that would be great.
So I think we'll leave it there, Kevin.
Yep.
Thank you very much for watching or listening to this show. Until next time, goodbye.